And we're live.
Derek, what would you do if you were on an airplane and you saw someone trying to open up the doors mid-flight and they were like fighting up on the flight attendants and shit?
I probably pray to my God real quick, because you
Pretty
know, like, because you gotta ask for forgiveness
good.
before I stomp this bitch out for being so
I thought you were
fucking
just gonna sit
stupid.
there and pray because you thought the flight was gonna go down, but you gonna beat her
No,
ass.
no, no, no.
You.
I woke up and chose violence. Okay, look, she made the decision when she decided to stand up and touch that door. Like,
Yep.
you can't do something like that, bro.
Yeah, no, I agree. If I would give the airline passenger prop, I would give them about 5 seconds to do something about
No,
it.
no, no, no. I'm not giving nobody
No,
that.
no time, no time. You're not giving anybody no
No,
time.
no.
It's just instant.
Hey,
You're
look.
praying first, so you got that. You
Nah,
got.
I pray instantly.
Oh, so you just praying as you punching?
Lord, forgive me. Cause you know I'm gonna have like some flurry, slippers on, cause I'm gonna come to on the flight.
Okay.
You gonna see that shit right there. I might even kick the door open by accident.
Slow-mo. Kick her through the door and
Try to
shit.
curb stop this
Sorry,
bitch.
everybody.
The nerve of you! Like, imagine, bro. You know, I'm already pissed off because I'm waiting in the airline and shit. You know, I'm mad uncomfortable because my ears popping and shit.
Yep.
And all I see is this one
You got
bitch
chew gum.
just stand up, right? And she not walking toward the bathroom. Like, you know, it's not like 9/11 times when people was paranoid, but I'm still
Yeah.
looking at these motherfuckers like, okay.
Yeah, there's only two spots you can really walk to on a plane.
Yeah.
And that's if they have a front bathroom and a back bathroom. And if they only have one bathroom, then you only have one spot to walk.
And I'm gonna take revenge too, because 9 times out of 10, you either get the end seat or the window seat. And
What is your choice?
mine is the window seat, but like,
Okay.
in order to stomp this bitch out, I gotta get the end seat. But like, you know, if I get the end, like the window seat, it's always 9 out of 10, I'm gonna get like a bad middle person, like to sit in the middle seat with me. So when I'm getting up to stomp this bitch, I'm gonna go like elbow him or some shit
And
real
then they're
quick.
gonna get mad at you. And
Look,
then as soon as you save the day, they complain about, yeah, he elbowed me. He hit me on the way to go
Look,
do
shut up,
that.
Tommy. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Go back to your middle seat.
Yeah, no,
Like,
I like a good window seat too.
so what would you do, actually?
I would beat the shit out of her. I would take some shoes off and throw them at
You
her.
wouldn't pray or nothing?
No, I'd ask for forgiveness afterwards.
Nah, that's not how it
Nope,
works.
well, that's how it would work with me because I need to make sure there's an afterwards first because I ain't gonna pray. No, because if I need to pray for forgiveness before beating her up before, and I'm sitting there praying and she opens up the door, then I wasted a prayer because I was supposed to be at praying for my life and praying for forgiveness and everything, not just for me beating her ass. But
See,
no,
like,
well, the reason why I asked in general because this American Airlines flight had this one girl, she had like a mental breakdown and tried to open up the door and she was fighting like flight attendants and stuff and then they duct taped her to a seat. And
I
so
wonder how they had duct tape on the flight. Like,
I mean,
I got like,
I
cause I
can't
work in
even
an
have
office,
water.
right? And we barely have staples, right? It's a place of business where we staple papers,
Yeah.
you know, on a daily basis, and
Yeah.
we don't even have staples. How do you have duct tape out of all miscellaneous supplies?
Well, it could have been in someone's bag. It could have just been something
Nah,
they
you
had,
gotta take that, check that
and like a
motherfucker.
first, and like yeah, probably, and like a first aid kit. Maybe they had it to repair a wing. They'd just be duct taping wings and shit.
All right, well, speaking of like getting tied up and stuff, would you ever let a girl tie you up during sex?
No.
No, not me either, bro.
No.
Like,
I'll tie a girl. I'll tie. I'll tie my girl up.
yeah,
I'll tie my girl up,
nah, you
but.
can't even do that nowadays, bro. Cause she get mad, she gonna talk about he tied me up, and then it's gonna go down south.
Well, I
Like,
mean, if she wants to, yeah, then I'm gonna do it. But I mean, I'm not gonna obviously ain't gonna do shit if she don't want to.
well, obviously that's what consent comes in, but like, I just wouldn't get tied up. Because I don't trust these motherfuckers nowadays,
Hell
bro.
no.
Imagine you get tied
And
up.
then they just leave you there, or they
They
break.
leave you there or just break out something that's not supposed to be part of this
Yeah,
topic. Like, hey,
I'm gonna tell you on
yo.
something sexy, baby. And they put a blindfold on you. That's my worst. I can't. My
Bruh.
worst fear is like not being able to move my arms, and then being tied up is one of those things. And if you blindfold me, I can't do it. No way,
Niggas start
Jose.
swinging and
Hell,
shit.
I'm freaking the fuck out. I will, yeah. That'll turn sex into MMA freestyle fighting real quick. I'm twisting on the bed and shit, kicking, flailing my legs.
All she was trying to do was put on some nice
Yeah, right. She's
lingerie
she was gonna
and build
untie.
some suspense.
Yeah, and I'm over
Nah.
here. I'm over here
She built
fucking.
up your KO
Gah,
meter and
gah,
shit.
bitch,
That nigga was charging the KO just
Rip the back up.
waiting. Finish her.
Yeah, fucking throw the bed. Just
Bruh.
break the bedpost, whip it at her head. No, I can't. No, I definitely can't. That's like Like dudes, I don't know. Well, I know you wouldn't, but you wouldn't let a girl like put a finger in your butt.
No,
nothing.
Nothing.
Never.
No.
What about a lick your booty?
Nah, she can lick these balls. That's it. Like, you feel me?
What about the taint in between the balls and the butt?
I mean, she can snicker lick it, but like
she can snicker lick it. Like, if she's down, okay, I ain't gonna do nothing about it. It's in the moment.
But it's like, you know, you can sneak one in now and then. It's like when you fucking from the back and you actually like put the finger there. Like you don't put it full in, bro. You just put it like in that general area just to get her like, you know, excited, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, like a little surprise, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you start playing around too much in that area, she's like, nah, homeboy, this is not what we came for. So I'm the same way. Like you could try some shit, but as soon as I feel uncomfortable, I learned, bro. Like in order to have good sex, you gonna have to start like commanding shit. Like, cause you let a girl decide what you gonna do during sex, bro, that shit gonna be stale and dry as hell. Like, I literally had to move
positions. You got to throw them in position. You got to put them in the position you want.
It's crazy, too. Like, you can tell the girls that sucked dick before. Because, like, once you move the head to the air, she's...
as soon as they tie the hair, they got... You could tell.
And the other ones be like, I am not that...
I haven't done this much before. Give me 1 second. I have to try this.
Bruh, that should be crazy. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's like, if as a man, like, it's hard because, like, you don't want to be disrespectful and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they just don't even care, bro. Like,
so yeah, sometimes when you're in the mood, you're in the mood, you just don't give a fuck and then you just go for it.
True.
I mean, in the moment, you just be throwing her across the bed.
Well, I'd be actually like commands and shit, like do this, move this. Like,
no, I mean, sometimes I do, but sometimes you know, if you're in the moment and you're like, turn around and then she don't hear you, she's like, what? And you're like, come here, just come here real quick, come here, get the fuck over here. I don't like using words. I don't like talking most of the time.
I feel like if it's more powerful, like when you use words and shit, I was gonna say something about daddy issues or whatever, but like, you know, it's just like the tone of voice.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them feel like little startled rabbits and shit. Like, I'm trying to do good here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get an A+. Okay. Yeah. Versus, you know, you just doing it because then they're confused, you know. But at least it's like they know the general direction.
Mm-hmm. No, that's like, because, well, I get what you're saying, but then there's also, I immediately think of those weird like TikTok couples and stuff that try to be like the 50 Shades of Grey people, and they're just super cringy and they're like, come here, baby. You know what daddy likes. Just some weird ass niggas like that. Them ASMR niggas.
Like, see, I don't mind like role play, but you gotta be a good actor. You feel me?
You gotta be Emmy Award winning in order to be in Derek role plays.
For real, apparently. Bro, I could play the slave role, like, you know what I'm saying? But you gotta
convince me.
I don't want to hear the
you
racism.
You need me to pick that guy.
Like, I don't want to hear the racism. You know, I.
Oh, so you don't want to hear the N-word if you're doing a slave role play?
Nah, like say,
because that's good acting. That's like that's Django Unchained level acting, right?
Like, sometimes, like, because when they acting, bro, they have a little bit of truth in it. You know what I'm saying? So when you start saying with that hard R,
do we got something? We got an issue here.
I might switch, you know, turn this to a Mandingo fight and just fuck around. Like, you know, my ancestors might come in through, you know, spiritual possession.
She got this. So maybe the slave one's a little.
Well, like, so little, I can do so the
like,
slave
so like, maybe
one,
like teacher but, student, like you got to be convinced that she's actually trying to teach you math.
Nah, she didn't, like, because, you know, so, like, when you role play, bro, all roads lead to Rome or whatever the saying is,
all
right?
Roads lead to Rome?
Yeah. Lead to sex.
Okay.
So, you role playing, bro, it better lead to sex. It's like, so you want to play the master-slave relationship?
Uh-huh.
I better be fucking master's wife. You feel me?
Okay.
So, you got to play, like, master ain't home.
Yeah, yeah, okay, you okay, know? Okay.
It's been a long day
at
work.
Nabubu, can you come in here, please, and bring me some tea? The house nigga and the other niggas and the master are gone.
Yeah.
And I'm really hot on this balcony.
I just came in to get some water.
Yeah.
Thirsty in this.
Oh, I have something that's dripping.
Oh, really? Do you mind telling me? yeah, sure, come here, Tobias. You know what I'm saying?
Tobias, yeah. I wanted, because you think slave names, yeah, they were just white people names. They were white names. Yeah.
You think, look. They that's don't give an African name that's why I said to an African.
Yeah, that's why I said Anubu. I was like, well, Anubu might not be it.
No, dude. that's like Morse code and shit. Anubu. And that's like what
I feel like that's an African name. I feel like that's a cool I might name my kid Anubu. Racist, nigga. I'm gonna name my kid Anubu.
That's racist.
That's fine.
Racist.
Fuck you.
Like, you probably gonna have like a non-black wife. So it's gonna be like, this racist motherfucking sellout. Because, like, the one thing,
I can pass as black.
As a brother.
I am black.
And you date another race, the sister's going to sell you the fuck out, bro.
I don't give a fuck about no sisters.
Like, I could change the black community. You know what I'm saying? I could be the next Martin Luther King. As soon as I marry a white woman or somebody of another race, I'm a fucking shill, a sellout. A punk bitch. I'm everything under the sun.
I'm just not attracted to the sisters out there. I'm sorry. I'm just not. Well, that's just how it is.
You better watch yourself.
I'm not. I tell everybody that. That's what I don't like. I don't like how people can get, you know, trying to get you canceled and in trouble for your preferences. Like, that's what they're there for. I'm not supposed to be attracted to everybody. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to be attracted to just everybody under the sun. I mean, some people are. Some people will date and fuck it, but like, some people won't fuck a black guy. Some people won't fuck a white guy. Some people won't. This is how it is.
Oh no, I never had.
And see, the one thing. See, this is where I'll take. See, this is where I might linger over on the Derek's red pill side for a minute. I might have to, you know, he might be rubbing off on me a little bit. But I don't like that females can say that shit. Because you hear all the time. You hear the snow bunny talk about, I don't fuck a white guy. I only fuck black dudes, stuff like that.
That's love.
But then exactly. But then you have the one dude who's just like, I don't know. I don't fuck black women. I don't fuck Mexican, I don't fuck Chinese, you know, whatever the fuck. And then they, oh, you're such a sexist, what does that matter, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I ain't fucking you either, so it doesn't matter. Get the fuck out of here. It's just annoying. I don't know. That's just preference. That's how I see it. I think
women are more toward that. Because, like, women get jealous, right?
Yeah.
Like, so, like, back in my old apartments, right, there was, like, this Hispanic girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm black, a lot of black girls like me.
Yeah. You know,
that's just comes with the territory, right? So when I was talking to this black girl, the Hispanic chick was like, you want that, I think she said, like, roast beef looking shit, but she was just going off and shit instead of this peeking. I was like, you know, but like,
I think there's a problem in that, because I ain't saying they got roast beef pussy. I'm just saying I'm just not attracted to them.
Yeah, no. So I'm just saying, bro. I play, I don't play like, you know, relationship, because I always been like, in, you know, around the scene, just like drifting around. I never had a place to call home.
Okay, so you just for the streets is what
so,
you're saying.
So I was just playing both
for lack of better terms, you're for the streets.
Yeah.
You've been for the streets your whole life.
But I've never been a hoe, you feel me? I'm real loyal to my circle, you know what I'm saying? Like, To your
circle of what? What are you? I'm loyal to my boys. They my boys, but my family. Like, what are you talking about?
No, like, when it comes to females, like,
yeah,
I'm not over here. Like, say if I have, you know, Becky, Teresa, and, you know, somebody else, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not over here looking for the fourth one. I'll just stick in the three.
Okay. So you just stick like, until like Becky dips out, and then you got to go find a new Becky.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, or it's not even that, because I can stick with two or one. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like it's hard to be monogamous, like just completely, you know, stuck to one person. Like, it kind of gets me annoyed sometimes. It's like everybody has like their certain needs and stuff, and you mm-hmm. got to cater to that one person's need. And when they're not feeling it, you know what I'm saying? Or like they got an attitude. Now I got to deal with the attitude instead. I could just go my own way. Because like the attitude's not my fault, you know?
So you're talking about like if you horny, you want to have sex, then your wife she comes home from work all, you know, mad and shit. She's not in the mood. You just want to be able to leave and go fuck another bitch when she calms down.
Yeah. You're like, it's not my fault she got an attitude. Like, you feel me? Like, because it's okay if it's like a one-time thing. But
now what about riddle me this? Mm-hmm. What about if she has a rough day and then she comes home and then you, I don't know, like, draw her a bath real quick, right? Yeah. On some sweet shit, right? And then you make her day better, and then she fucks you that night.
That's cool. I'm gonna see.
And instead of going fuck another bitch, because if you go fuck another bitch, you can't draw the bath. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, you can. You can still cater to your wife and like take care of her, and then once that's all done,
and then go fuck another bitch.
Yeah, like, bro. On God, like.
So she would come home. Uh-huh. All right. So she would come home. And then you just, hey, honey, how you doing? Oh, I've had a rough day. Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll sit down and, we'll discuss things. So, like, because females don't want you to solve their problems. They just want someone to listen to them.
Okay. But like, what I want to know, I want to know what the departure is like. Are you just going to be like, okay, I'm going to go fuck another bitch. You're going to cook dinner. And I'll be back later.
Well, no, because that's disrespectful.
Okay.
Like, so.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
No, because, like. Once you get to a certain point,
you better not have a bad day if you're Derek's wife. Because,
like, if you're my wife, you know me, my personality, and what we're working toward, right?
Uh huh.
So, my wife is supposed to know I have other mistresses or whatever out there.
Supposed to be cool with it.
I mean, if she's my wife, mm-hmm. that's my lifetime partner. Like, you gotta think to a certain point. Like, a man can still fuck till he's like when he's 90. Mm-hmm. A female after 30, 35, it's like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
So I take it you're not attracted to MILFs?
I am. It's just like after a certain thing they fall off. It's like probably 45, you know.
Well, there could be MILFs that are like 50, 60, 70,
but it's not fucking the same.
Oh, so you're talking about that. Okay, but you can still fuck it. So you see
No, cuz that's not fucking like my primal nature is to dominate, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Lift your leg up, do all that shit. But so I got to worry about your hip and shit.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
So it's more like a sensual thing. And it's like, fucking is for a need. I'm not here to make love. I'm here to have sex. You feel me? Mm-hmm. If I was trying to make love, I'd be on some fucking movie, TV show type of shit. I'm trying to have sex.
Okay.
You know, we can vibe after that. We can do whatever.
We can vibe.
We can get the McDonald's, you know?
We can chill afterwards.
The Applebee's. But sex is for sex,
mm-hmm.
and not for all that extra shit. Like,
yeah, when we fucking, we fucking.
Exactly. Okay. Like, I don't want to,
It's funny because I said that like a week ago. Not on the podcast. I just said I said that. So
you don't want to be on some sensual shit, like, bro, like.
I feel like there are different modes to sex. Fucking, having sex, and then making love. There's like three of them. Well, kind of like making love and fucking, I guess there's kind of two.
But that's not the dude's choice. Like, the dude just wants to fuck, right?
Uh-huh.
They don't want to be making love and shit like that. They just want to fuck. And once you, because like, sex for me is almost like a chore at point. Because like, unless actually, it's damn near basically a chore. Because like, I don't have control over my sexual urges. I got a second fucking brain down here that just says, you know what? We want to fuck, so
it's
I gotta control. Look, I gotta please this fucking kid,
it's true. It is honestly true. I know people. I know people always say that like guys stick with their dicks, but there is
it's a certain biological response that I am not control over. Like I done made some fucked up decisions, or almost made some fucked up decisions, just because my dick said so.
Yeah, just because I was horny one day.
Yeah, and it's like I done fucked some relationships up, did some things like, and it's like.
And it's funny because
I was desensitized.
Those feelings go away if you like beat off or something.
Yeah,
it's like
what I don't understand is like no jack off movement, like bro.
No,
like,
not November.
No, not even that, like bro. Like if you have
there's desires, a whole movement for it.
Yeah, I mean, there's some movement talking about don't jack off or blah blah blah. Cause, I mean, some people have porn addiction. And that's real.
Yeah, that's a thing.
But like, if you jack off like say once every 2 weeks or once a month. That's not bad for you. Just cleansing yourself. Like, people talking about, want to be scientists. Oh, your nutsack is full of life, so you got to keep that inside you. No, there's repercussions for...
They grow old.
Huh?
They grow old.
Yeah, they grow old.
Like, kids grow up.
If you keep that built up, there's like, negative consequences for that. Like, mm-hmm. Mentally, physically, and all that stuff. Like, there's, like, dysfunction and all that thing.
You need that release. That's why all these... sexless virgin Christians out there are weirdos.
Yeah, cause I mean, well, they're weird and sick. They be jacking off like a motherfucker. Like I feel like they just be.
Oh, I know. When I went to half the niggas in my church was always every week was having some sort of confession about how they were in front of the computer. We're in front of the computer watching videos all the time.
Yeah, imagine being a grown ass.
Like, nigga, get your phone, dog. What you using the computer for? It's right here, dog. You just hop on one of these real quick. It's portable.
Nah, because I feel like they go for the experience. Because, you know, some people just jack off. Like for me, I do it to release that, you know, urges. So, because I don't like chasing women.
Yeah.
And that's, like, one of the worst, like, positions to be as a man.
Mm-hmm.
Chasing women. Because now you're outside your element. Now you're doing something to please, something just to get something in return. It doesn't go well. Like, I mean, it might go well, but at the end of the day, you're going to regret some shit. But, like, you know, some people just, like, they don't do it just to get the urge off. They do it for the comfort, you know what I'm saying? They get the lotion, the lights set up a certain way, you know what I'm saying? They do it. That's what I, so, like,
I've done if anybody that. Does that I'm guilty of doing that. look, dog, sometimes this is the time where you're just, you know, when you got a couple hours at night, and you know everybody's asleep, and you know you got, hey, you know, you just happen to have a nice little scented lotion. It's like, oh, it smells good. Oh, I happen to have a candle. I'm gonna let me light it real quick. Let me make it as romantic as possible for me, you know. No. And you have the little, you know, I have the phone, and you can even prop it up and just so, because sometimes when you're holding it, it feels like, you know, you quick and you make time for it. You know, you prop it up.
Oh, gee.
Watch a couple different videos. That's one thing I always do. I don't think I've ever. But I don't know why the hell we just started. But I don't think I've ever been able to just watch one video. I always gotta watch different videos.
Nah, I watch multiple videos. Like, I don't know, cause there's like a study or something. Like, if you nut fast, it's not good for you. So you know, I'll fucking have my hand cramping at the end.
I was hoping you were gonna tell me why it was bad for me. I mean, the people who nut quick, but go. I'm listening.
Well, one, if you nut fast, the girl's going to be disappointed.
Okay.
So you won't nut again.
She said it's always a good time.
She fucking lied, bro. Look, I'm telling you right now, like, this is how niggas are, like, me trying to play. Because, like, girls ain't shit sometimes, like...
The two pump chumps.
Yeah.
That's why they're called two pump chumps.
And then,
I'm
you
not
know,
a two pump chump.
The niggas like me or somebody will come in and, like, you know, we're going... You know what I'm saying? Like, cause like once I get out the gym, I have like the sweat glistening and shit. And then I do this little thing and
there's just a different
vibe that they're gonna come
back.
It's
just a different aura. It's a different aura that they
yeah, like dispose. Even as a man, like when you nut quick, bro, you feel some kind of way.
You can kind of, No, there are the times when I, you know, busted too quick, you know, I'm guilty. I'll say I'm guilty of it, and then afterwards I'm like, ugh. Like, shit.
Nah, see, I would always go for round two, bro. Like, because, like, I'm fortunate enough.
See, that's the thing about me is round two takes a couple minutes. Takes a couple hours because I'm tired, bitch. I ain't got that. My dick just, you know, he don't care.
my shit, like a fucking, it's like a trained dog, bro. Like, honestly, I just be like, oh, bust. Well, let me see. Am I in the mood or not to? And, like, you know, if I feel disappointed with my performance, I'm going to go for an encore. You feel me?
See, you can tell. I feel like you can almost kind of see it when, like, couples walk around. I feel like you can almost see. You can kind of look and be like, oh, that dude definitely is his dick getting trash.
They don't last long, though. Like, couples with bad, you know, unless they're, like, a beta simp dude, they don't last long. Like, or the girl end up cheating. So it's not a good situation for, you know.
Or the wife keep cheating and the dude don't even know about it.
But it's fucked up too, because like, as a man, bro, you can't control shit, bro. You can't control how long you're going to bust. You can't control, you know.
You can practice, I feel like. Isn't that what beating off is for? Practicing by a pocket pussy?
No, it's a different like feeling.
I know, but you can kind of get some. You can try to train them some way.
No, you can't.
So then why the hell did I beat off so much? I thought I was practicing.
Because you tricked yourself. It's a placebo effect that you gave yourself.
Nah, I think it worked.
Because like the more you beat off, the faster you're gonna come.
I think opposite. I think the more I beat off, the more desensitized it made my dick.
Nah, it don't work like that. And probably your emotional state was desensitized. Cause like now when I look at girls shaking ass, bro, I just be like, these fucking thoughts. And like, I swipe. Like, I don't really got no time to be looking at girls shaking ass. Because I got so desensitized to it. Like, when I was a jit, bro, like, girls being promiscuous and out there like that, well, that was like something taboo. So like, when I saw it, I was like, oh shit, what is this?
Yeah.
But now it's just like, these fucking.
Not everybody's thoughts, twerking. Yeah, bro. I don't really give a fuck about like twerking. Yeah, I don't
like,
really
bro,
give
that
a fuck
shit,
about
that shit. It does not excite me, bro. Like, I hate like pictures and shit like that. Like, it just be like, bro, you either gonna come over or Like, what is we doing?
Yeah, I've also never really found, I don't know, maybe you might disagree with me on this, but strip clubs. I didn't really find the hype around strip clubs either.
Well, see, I went to a strip club. Now I get the hype, you feel me?
You do? I've never been to one, so that might
be. Like, you could be disrespectful as you want to be, bro. Like, you could do as, like, you could be as, like, crazy as you want to. You can get wild, bro. Like,
like what? Like, you were the one who was there, nigga. What was you doing? You try-
like, basically, if you have money, bro, they just like swarm you and shit. Like, well, you know, and I'm just slapping bitches on the ass left and right, putting dollars in thongs and shit. I'm being disrespectful as mm-hmm. I want to. I got one arm hooked around a bitch and shit. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I'm making her work for the dollars.
Did you get a lap dance?
Yeah, they got a little private dance and shit like
okay,
that.
Okay,
but it was just spending money basically. Cause like, it's weird. Cause like, I was drunk, so like, and like I said, when you're drunk and you know you chasing, you do stupid shit.
Yep.
So like, it's like I think like $20. No, I think it's like $40 per song or something for a private dance, mm-hmm. like where you just by yourself and.
You can. Does that include? Because you also tip her as the dance goes too, right?
Yeah.
So it's not really just 40. It's probably about like 50.
Yeah.
Slip some 10 ones in there.
I was throwing at bitches. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So you was Mr. Big Bills.
I had 200 throwing at bitches. Okay. Like,
all right.
So, like,
I'd go to a show club with, like, $80.
Probably when you get the cover charge. I think the cover charge was, like, 15 to get in.
Oh, well, I was going to say, if it was more than 80 bucks for a cover charge, what the fuck I'm going to a strip club for?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just came to have a good time. Because it's more about the experience. I'm not trying to fuck none of these bitches. They got,
well, you also, yeah.
Probably got some shit, like... I don't know. I don't trust like these, like, because I think Florida had like an HIV scandal or something like that, mm-hmm. like an AIDS. Well, I think it was Tampa or whatever. So like, I don't know. I don't be trusting like people out here for nothing like that. Like, if I fuck you for the first time, I'm using condoms. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't even care like about going raw. Like, I just don't want to get fucked up. You know what I'm saying? By mm-hmm. one situation. And niggas got a lifetime, you know, that they can't.
It's crazy. I ain't gonna expose. I'm gonna expose kind of, but there's this nigga I went to high school with, and he got herpes now, I heard. I ain't gonna say his name, even though I want to, because fuck that nigga, but that's just wild as shit. And then he also got, like, some other girls' herpes, too. And it's kind of tragic, because I ain't gonna lie, they had potential in the world, but now.
They can't save these hoes, bro.
Now that they got herpes, they got nothing.
They didn't have nothing to begin with, nigga. Like, for real, bro. Like, because honestly, the downfall of most men is the ideas we have of these women versus what they really are. You mm-hmm. feel me? You can love somebody so much, but they don't give you the same, like, in return. Like, that's just an idea. You know, it's not real love. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, because a lot of men have an idea. Like, if you meet a girl for the first time, you have an idea, like, what she's going to be like, because that's what she's projecting. You know what I'm saying? And then you get to her DMs and her notes happen and shit, and you just be like, what the fuck is going on? because I was, like, misguided, too. I hadn't seen a couple girls that I thought that were, like, marriage potential. And then I got to know them, and I was like,
you just another thought.
Whore, you know what I'm saying? Another thought, Like, I kind of get why they was burning bitches and calling them witches.
The first nigga that started that, she wasn't even a witch. She just broke his heart.
Look, imagine, bro.
What did she do, Deborah Jebediah? She
got trained.
She's
a whore.
She cast a spell on me.
The vixen. Look, bro. You just imagine, bro. Like,
imagine back in the day how fucking wild it must have been for Salem and shit. Cause I'm from Massachusetts, so I like learned all about this shit. And like, you know, they still got the like houses and shit that some of the witches lived in, and they make a whole spectacle about it. It's pretty cool. But like, just imagine back in the day, if you're just chilling, your wife just chilling, doing some laundry real quick, and then a mob is just at the door with fishing forks and shit, and they're like, "She got the stain out of the white blouse. She's a witch."
That's so fucked up, bro. So the crazy, like,
she didn't make my chicken right. You witch.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
And
like,
there was no defense either.
I know, man.
You needed a nigga, or you needed two other bitches to be like, she's a witch, and then
look,
done.
Look, bro, like, men had it so easy. Oh, so you like you imagine, like, you know, nowadays, like, females will play dudes for, like, free meals and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of dudes getting finessed out here, taking bitches on dates.
Yeah, back in like, the old days, nigga could have sued her.
And look, so a nigga be like, oh, so we not fucking?
Thou has used me for the steak. $500.
No, thou has used me for the steak. Now on the steak she must become.
On the steak she must be. Now she needs to be. Give me your leg.
My life is well done. This bitch is a witch. Like, you know, a witch. How you imagine the conversation you negotiating to get the pussy? Like,
I almost would just want to see, because I don't know if you've ever seen Monty Grail, the Monty Python's Holy Grail, but a scene in it is literally this girl. This girl, she's just a little ugly, literally, and then the dude just starts calling her a witch, and then they're like, well, what did you, no, they go, what did she do? And then he's like, she turned someone into a frog. And then he's like, no, he's right there. And then he's like, well, she's still a witch. And then they're all like, yeah. And then they go and kill her, and then you can just make out she turned him into a frog. And he's like, no, he went to the store to get milk. And he's like, she's still a witch. She gets fucking hung because you're stupid. But that would be fun. I want to see how that would go down. Just point at bitches. You witch. You're a witch. Bro, so you're a witch.
Before I get Brad canceled, we're going to end this one. It's been episode, what number?
13. Episode 1-3 of the WTG podcast. Make sure to tune in, all the audio listeners. Make sure to tune in to the YouTube channel. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Come check out the set. We add a new shit all the time. It seems like, I don't know, it might be lingering in the background. You might be able to hear, but we added a fountain, ladies and gentlemen.
I always be going on some random shit. Ain't nobody give a fuck about your clock, nigga.
It's not a clock. It's a fountain.
See, that's how much I don't give a fuck
for
about
the aesthetic. It. This nigga want to be Japanese, but he don't care about fountains. Doesn't make sense. Anyways.
Natural koi ponds and shit.
Yeah, well, are you trying to build a koi pond in the middle of the studio here?
I was thinking about, like, you know, but it's a little, you know.
Anyways, thanks for checking out this episode. Make sure to check us out on YouTube. Have a good rest of your day. Peace.
Long-winded ass motherfucker.